Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman alongside Mark Z, and we're coming to you today from the offices of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. And our next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Steve Seckler. Steve is the Director of Attorney Recruitment at Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure to have you on, and you're going to talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in the marketplace and a little bit of trends around attorney recruitment.
Sure, happy to do that.
So tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of a high level, 30,000 foot view, if you will. What do you see in the marketplace? What has changed over the course of the last year, a couple of years? And then maybe we can delve into your perspective on perhaps why.
Well, it's funny. The last time I was on this show, I think it was about 4 years ago, and we were just sort of kind of coming out of the recession, and now we're like way beyond the recession. So I would say that law firms and the legal community are, you know, are back. Everybody's healthy again. There's, you know, lots of hiring going on. But we are seeing some changes in the marketplace. There's some movement now. A lot of corporations are starting to see the value of bringing their law departments in-house.
Interesting. So that's a trend perhaps they're seeing from a cost control perspective or ability to control. Is that one of the drivers of that?
Yes. Yeah, when there's an ongoing expense, it's easier to sort of have it all, you know, under control. When you're dealing with an outside law firm, obviously it's a variable cost and much harder to sort of know how much that cost is going to be. Of course, there are always going to be certain things that are always going to be sent to outside law firms. And law firms are not going away by any stretch of the imagination, particularly highly specialized litigation. But some of the more routine corporate functions, contracting, that sort of thing, employment law, those are, we're seeing being handled more by in-house lawyers.
Interesting. And I would imagine along with that requires sort of the, if they don't have the infrastructure, it'd be a costly endeavor to start to build that internal infrastructure. If they do have perhaps a general counsel or somebody internally and you start to add on to that, it's probably more cost efficient from that perspective. So I guess it's an evolutionary thing depending on the size of the company.
Just to piggyback on what John said, also, what about the concept about contract attorneys or part-time outside GC versus having a law firm or just having a person who's on the outside and being a GC? What are you seeing with that now?
Yes, there's also been a growth of the use of something that's sort of in a kind of a hybrid between the two. So you've got your law firm model where billing rates can be, you know, at the biggest firms, $400, $500, $600, $700 an hour and up for, you know, senior partners. You've got you know, lawyers being hired in-house. Contracts lawyers may, you know, be hired at a, you know, maybe a fourth of that cost if you sort of add all the costs up. I don't have the exact numbers. And then there's a hybrid between the two. So there are a number of models. Our company, Mark Z Legal, does some of this, which is, you know, providing lawyers that work in-house on an interim basis where they're not part of the fixed costs. They're not added to the bottom line and the headcount, but they're there on a regular basis for a period of months to handle a project or something. And then there's a proliferation of companies like ours that are doing things like this in the marketplace also. And then there are also some virtual law firms that are sort of cobbling together lawyers out there who don't really want to build or aren't really cut out to build their own law practice, but are willing to sort of sell their services on an hourly basis, but not really have their own law firm.
So in those cases, that seems to me to be somewhat of a win-win in the case of the firm that's hiring them, because they don't, as you said, add permanently. They can hire for purposes of resolving an issue or dealing with a project. And for that attorney that wants to be, quote-unquote, independent, gives them an opportunity to get work but not necessarily have to build a practice. So it's an interesting hybrid model in a lot of ways. What is it sort of this notion of what we're seeing in the general economy where, you know, I think everybody wants their independence? Is it a generational thing that's driving it? Is it market forces that are driving it? Do we know what's sort of driving these trends? Because it seems like a significant departure.
Well, I mean, there's push and there's pull. I mean, you know, there are more people that are looking for these types of flexible arrangements. But some of them are, you know, are looking for them because they like the idea of working in a flexible way. But then there are lots of others who have no choice. So it's kind of a mixed bag, I think, certainly from the perspective of the lawyer.
Interesting. And what are you seeing in terms of trends? I know one of the things that we often talked about as the economy was faltering, that litigation tends to increase for whatever reason, you know, probably because people figure now's a good time to try and you know, generate revenue in another way. Are you seeing trends over the last couple of years as the economy has improved that are seeing a hiring of attorneys in different practice concentrations or different areas?
So litigation is one of the areas of practice that has not recovered quite in the same way as some of the other practice areas. Maybe the message has gotten out to corporations that it's a lot more cost effective to settle or to prevent conflict from happening and going into suit. So we're not seeing as much hiring, quite honestly, on the litigation side. There's always going to be litigation, of course. There are always going to be companies that want to fight things. And then there's always going to be bet the company types of matters that are, you know, those are always going to go through litigation. IP litigation, I think, is quite healthy, very robust right now. If a company's whole reason for being is based on their protecting their intellectual property, they're going to fight tooth and nail and hire lawyers, obviously, to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's one area that's, excuse me, pretty healthy.
Steve, what about one of the things as we talk about growth and the economy getting better is the biotech space? And I know you're doing a lot of work in the biotech space now, and you're very busy. Can you tell us more about it? It seems like there seems to be all different types of hiring angles in that space, which, frankly, we've never seen in a long time.
Well, I think, biotech is an interesting space in Massachusetts. I mean, I don't know how it ranks relative to the entire space here, but I think I saw a figure that there's about 60,000 people employed now by the biotech industry here in Massachusetts.
Well,
and you know, that's a
and
fairly
probably the largest growth curve of many. You know, that
it's a fairly large growth. It's a fairly large growth curve. What's interesting about the biotech space is that it's a very volatile space. I mean, if a company is working on a drug and they go through various phases of drug trials, and then one of the drug trials fails, that could be the end of the company.
Right,
and so we've also seen a number of acquisitions. So talent pools are going up and down a lot in the biotech space. Overall, growing a fair amount in Massachusetts. So, I'm very interested in the space. I just find it very interesting to be working with companies that are mission driven, and we're doing more search in that area.
So how does that intersect with the legal profession? What types of people are they looking for? Are they looking for people with science backgrounds that have pursued law? Are they looking for the sort of the old model of that accountant who was a chemist, who did a BS in chemistry and worked as a chemist for a number of years and went to become an accountant because they have that industry specialization? Is that a similar thing that happens in the legal profession, or are they looking for people that are dealing in the patenting area and drugs? What types of specialization are they looking for out of their attorneys?
So there's a lot of the kinds of lawyers that biotech companies hire in-house tend to be first contracts lawyers, lawyers that have licensing experience. Intellectual property is certainly an area that's important to the biotech space. General corporate, some of the other, and then maybe employment as well. Those are the areas that seem to be in greatest need.
So it's a great space because there's obviously a lot of different types of needs that they have. And
it is a great space. But what's interesting about biotech, and I don't know if it's like a certain intellectual snobbery or if it's a reality, what we find is that a lot of times when we're doing searches in this space, the bias that our clients have is that they do, like you said, they want to hire a lawyer who's really good, but they really want to hire somebody that has some of that background in dealing with those types of clients, or they don't necessarily have to have the science background themselves, although if they're doing intellectual property, then they probably do, but a corporate lawyer doesn't have to have studied, doesn't have to have a PhD in biology to, handle corporate record keeping, mm-hmm. For Biogen or do securities reporting.
And I guess, as you've pointed out earlier, given the nature of the fast change in these industries, that the scope of abilities is really key. because you know things are changing so rapidly. Today they're dealing with one issue. Tomorrow, you know, it's a completely different set of circumstances.
Well, honestly, in the recruiting, in the search business, not to be cynical or anything, but industries that are volatile are actually pretty good for us. You know, I years ago I worked for Massachusetts Continuing Legal Education. And I was organizing seminars for lawyers, and I used to joke that it would be a good investment for us to hire a lobbyist on Beacon Hill to lobby for change of any sort. You know,
right.
So in the right. staffing business, when you're seeing a lot of change, you're seeing growing needs for talent pools, but also people that are on the hunt because now their company is no longer one of the winners.
Right, and just to piggyback to that, when you're talking about trends, what are you seeing in the corporate and real estate space? Because as the economy gets better, there just seems to be a lot. You go down to the seaport, and you read about all these companies going public or some mergers and acquisitions. Are you seeing growth in that space?
So in general, just in the legal space, I would say. Transactional practices like corporate and real estate are the ones where there's the greatest demand. Interestingly, though, I don't think that the legal space has grown in the same way that some other industries have grown. So I don't think that hiring is exploding. It's still pretty competitive for people coming out of a law school to get hired, and there are quite a few people that we see that aren't necessarily getting jobs. So there are lots of haves and have-nots still in the legal community.
Interesting. Well, fascinating, and obviously an industry like many that are going through rapid change. I think the cycles have shrunk considerably in almost any profession, and fascinating for you to give us the perspective on what's going on, certainly in the legal industry as far as recruiting is concerned. And it was a pleasure to have you on Radio Entrepreneurs once again. Hope you'll come back again in less than 4 years and give us an update. And
Steve, if somebody wants to reach you and talk about some of these trends or some needs that they may have, how can they best reach you?
So you can reach me by email. My email address is steve@markzlegal.com, Mark with the letter C, then the letter Z, legal.com. You could also find me on LinkedIn, Steve Seckler, Seckler.
Excellent.
And your phone number?
My phone number is 617-338-1300.
Perfect.
Steve Seckler, Director of Attorney Recruitment at Mark Z Legal Staffing. A pleasure to have you on. I want to remind our listeners to please go to our Facebook page, like us, follow us on LinkedIn, visit our YouTube channel where you can see Steve and other guests' video clips, and welcome you back to another segment shortly on Radio Entrepreneurs.